Nachas chapter 7, Mishnah 2, Hamiluyim Haiboim Kamatsa Shibatoida, the consecration, the Miluim, which was Aaron and his sons' induction into the priesthood. So they also brought certain offerings and certain menachos, certain loaf offerings with it. And what they brought was Chalus Urikikin Urevucha. They brought the matzah part of the Toida offering. So remember, there were 40 loaves in the Toida, 10 were chomets, 30 were matzah. Aaron and his sons just brought the matzah pot. They just bought 30 loaves, 10 challahs, 10 rakikin, and 10 rabucha. 10 like loaves, 10 wafers, and 10 of the ones that were boiled, baked, and fried. Hanaziros and Nazir, they brought two parts of the matzah offerings of the Toida, challahs and rakikin. They brought the challahs and the rakikin. The Ein Ba Revucha, they didn't bring the Revucha. So Nazirim brought 20, because they brought two out of the three kinds. Nimtzu Asara Kabim Yerushalmios, so it would come out that they had 10 Kabim of the Yerushalmios measure. The Yerushalmios measure, we said you used 15 Kav for the whole matzah pot, but they're only bringing 2/3 of the matzah pot. So it would come out they would only use 10 Kav of flour to bake the loaves that they needed, the nazirs. Shein shisha esronis vadvan, and in a wilderness measure, it comes out to 60 sarons and something over. Mikulan haya noital echad masara truma. We're now going back to the toida offering, the 40 loaves. From each part of those 40 loaves, you had 10 chomets, 10 chalos, 10 rakikin, 10 revucha. Of each of those, the kohen took one. He took a tenth. Shenemar, because as the pasuk says in Vayikra, v'hikriv mimenu echad mikol koban truma laHashem, that it and of it he shall offer one out of each offering for a truma of Hashem. So we learn out from there that he takes one of each. He takes a tenth, basically, but he takes one of each kind. Echad shelo yital parus. And when it says one, it means that he mustn't take a broken loaf. He must take a proper whole loaf, the kohen. Mikol korban, and when it says mikol korban, from every sacrifice in the verse, it says shayu kol hakabonos shavin, that every part of it was equal. So shelo nitol mikorban lachavar. He can't take four chometz loaves to cover it. He's got to take one chometz, one of each type of matzah that was over there. Lakoin azorek estam hashlamim. Lo ye, and we learn from the part where it says it shall be the priests that sprinkles the blood of the peace offering, v'sha'a necha lebalim, so, and the rest is consumed by the owners. So you see from over here that of those 40 loaves, the priest took one of each kind, so he would end up with four loaves, 10% of the total loaves, and the rest of the loaves, 36, would then go to the owner, and he would then eat those loaves.